Aaron Rodgers appears to endorse mRNA vax skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president. By Paul Bois on April 13, 2023. Star quarterback Aaron Rodgers appeared to endorse Robert F. Kennedy in his bid to challenge President Joe Biden on Tuesday, most likely due to the activist's anti-vaccine stance. Rodgers wrote Kennedy 2024 in an Instagram story on Monday that included a muscle and heart emoji after the quarterback reposted an interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Aubrey Marcus. Screenshots quickly began circulating on social media. As Breitbart News reported last week, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ledged to challenge President Joe Biden in his 2024 re-election bid, joining Marianne Williamson as one of the few Democrats to do so. Though he has made no formal statement on the matter, he has been vehemently critical of the Biden administration, especially in its push for the coronavirus vaccine mandate. He also spoke about a presidential run in early March of this year. "I'm thinking about it, and I've passed the biggest hurdle, which is my wife has greenlighted it," Kennedy said during a visit to St. Anselm College. "We can't advance ourselves as a people by leaving our poorer brothers and sisters behind. The things that define our nation are these communities, and they are based on the Constitution," he added. When mulling his presidential run, Kennedy sharply rebuked the pharmaceutical industry and the government's failure to regulate big business. "We pay more for medicine and more for pharmaceuticals. We consume three times more pharmaceutical drugs than other Western nations, and we have the worst health outcomes," Kennedy said. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers gave no reason in his quasi-endorsement of Kennedy, but it most likely stems from the intense scrutiny that the athlete fell under in 2021 when he refused the coronavirus vaccine, a decision he did not regret and doubled down on during an interview on the Pat McAfee show. "They're trying to shame and out and cancel all of us not vaccinated people, call us selfish. I mean, that's the propaganda line, too, that you're selfish for making a decision that's in the best interest of your body," he said at the time. "That this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated is a total lie," he exclaimed. Rodgers further blasted the media for lying about his personal health decisions. "To just say that, the vaccines are a blanket for all that ails you, in my opinion, is wrong and reckless. And for the media out there taking shots at me, if you don't know my story, well, now you do," he exclaimed. "So, quit lying about me, and personal health decisions, in my opinion, should be private." Rodgers explained that he studied the vaccines extensively and discovered an ingredient that would have allegedly caused him an allergic reaction. Though he settled on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the shot was pulled from distribution over clotting issues. Rodgers added that the immunization protocol he found that could best protect myself and my teammates was a long-term protocol that involved multiple months of treatment, Breitbart News reported. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021 after a four-year run at the Daily Wire. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on Tubi or rented at Vimeo on demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms, as well as on Truth Social at Paul Bois Breitbart.